Well, the FBI has searched the University of Delaware twice within the last month as part of the Justice Department's probe into the handling of those classified documents from President Biden's time as vice president. Of course, we've had searches as well of former President Trump's home in Florida and Vice President Mike Pence, former Vice President Pence.
Joining us live this morning, former federal prosecutor and national security lawyer Brandon Van Grack. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning.
Documents here, documents there, documents everywhere. Is this criminal or is it sloppiness?
Some of this appears to just be sloppiness and mistakes. In fact, most cases involving mishandling of classified information are mistakes. It probably happens every day that there's a mishandling case. And so it's not quite just because a classified document is found in the wrong place isn't criminal. It's what individuals do once they learn about that mistake.
Is part of the problem that too many of these documents are deemed top secret, and while some might be sensitive, potential to put lives at risk, many other of these documents might be totally harmless, like, for instance, Donald Trump's so-called love letters with the leader of North Korea.
Yes, there are probably too many documents. Yes, too many people probably have access to those documents. But I suspect that we will eventually learn that most, if not many, of the classified documents that are at issue in all of these cases were properly marked classified. The issue is not going to be ultimately whether too many documents are marked classified. It's again going to be what did individuals do when they learned that they had documents that were marked classified and how did they handle them?
You know, if it's happened before, it can happen again. And there's looking back and saying, okay, what happened here and what do we do about that? But then there's also looking forward and saying, is this still, this kind of thing still happening? And how do we make sure it doesn't happen in the future?
That's exactly right. And here's the thing, which is we're reading a lot about this because of the individuals, the prominent individuals involved. But there's been no change in that this has been an issue for decades. Again, almost every day, there's probably an individual that mishandles classified information. Most of the cases that I investigated involving mishandling of classified documents, no one was ever charged because they were mistakes. One of the ways that you change the behavior is that if there is criminal conduct, if there's intentionality, that conduct is prosecuted, so it dissuades others from taking similar actions.
Okay, Brandon, thank you again. That's a former federal prosecutor, national security lawyer, Brandon Van Grack. You know, Vicki, I heard one analyst make an interesting point who said that, like, the itinerary for Mike Pence when he visited an American city as vice president, okay, that was classified when he was planning the trip, but then he made the trip. Afterwards, documents about that trip, the itinerary, are found. What does it matter at that point? The trip's over. There's nothing top secret about it anymore.